We are one day away from the first round of the NFL draft. We have it all covered for you starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow on Sports Radio 610. Let's go through some of the most recent rumors as we are in the throes, the heat of lying season. Dwayne Haskins of Ohio State has been linked to a lot of teams, Giants, Redskins, and Bengals, and Albert Breer of MMQB threw the Oakland Raiders into that mix.
Well, no, you know what? It wasn't just Albert Breer. It was Dwayne Haskins himself. Dwayne Haskins listed the teams that had shown, the top five teams that had shown the most interest in him, and he just went ahead and plunked out the Raiders there. I felt like that was bad form by Dwayne Haskins. I feel like that was, I don't know if there's a code of conduct or anything among quarterbacks and potential quarterbacks, but that's just a big old raspberry in the face of Derek Carr. Either that or, because this is what, Gruden can excuse away a lot of the other rumors. Gruden can talk to Derek and be like, hey, these are just stories, baby. All these unnamed sources, they don't mean a thing. When you're hearing all this Kyler Murray or Dwayne Haskins talk, you're my guy, Derek Carr. But now you got Dwayne Haskins saying, oh yeah, Oakland's really showed a lot of interest in me. That's a little bit tougher. That's a little bit tougher. Other than Gruden saying, look, we investigate everybody. We're at this position in the draft. We gotta know Dwayne Haskins to try to figure out like what other teams might be interested in Dwayne Haskins.
What would his end game be putting that out there?
Haskins, I think you would just answer a question.
Yeah, I don't think there is an end game.
Yeah, I think somebody was doing an interview with him and they were just like, you know, like who's shown the most interest. Now, it could be just to create that buzz about him. Like you want other teams to know that, oh wow, people really are talking about him. Maybe somebody that's interested in trading with one of those teams gets a, so maybe he does create more buzz and more potential for him to be taken high.
That's fair. His agent should be doing that, though. His agent should be telling him, too, like on questions like that, hey, yeah, it's not the best idea in the world to answer it.
Let's bottom line this. As far as the Oakland Raiders go, I don't think they're drafting Dwayne Haskins. I think they're
don't?
No, I don't.
Even with all the rumors about a surprise,
no,
Mike?
I think that Gruden would love Kyler Murray. The problem is, for John Gruden, Kyler Murray will be going number one tomorrow night. Arizona.
Boy, there's some bright people who I respect that aren't completely 100% all on board with that. Like Daniel Jeremiah keeps saying, like I'm almost certain, pretty certain, but well, hold on a minute.
You got to keep something in mind though. Sometimes you have to, whenever people are giving you information or opinions, not necessarily in Jeremiah's case because I trust them, but you have to think about the incentives. Like what are they incentivized to say? The Cardinals are in a very, very, very tricky situation right now because of this. Until the moments that everybody knows that they're drafting Kyler Murray is the same moments when Josh Rosen's trade stock goes down substantially.
Plummets, yeah.
So they need to keep this thing really close to the vest as long as humanly possible until tomorrow night.
But that's where, even though like some people have expressed reservations, I think they've probably heard some false flack that's been put out there. Because if the Cardinals are playing this game at the expense of like the trust of their actual franchise quarterback or their current franchise quarterback in Josh Rosen, that's malpractice. Like if anything, that's got to get you fired as a GM. You're just floating out there like toying with the emotions and the confidence of your starting quarterback to try to maybe get a good trade back or something, you know, by not taking Kyler. Like maybe you don't want to take Kyler Murray, but you're just toying with. So because of that, well, everybody knows that they're taking Kyler. They wouldn't be playing this game.
Like, I agree.
They wouldn't be playing this game with Josh Rosen.
I agree.
If they weren't taking Kyler Murray. So they're taking Kyler Murray.
They're taking Kyler Murray. Okay. I think ultimately you're right.
And then it's Dwayne Haskins, boy. Dwayne Haskins, he breaks the mold in terms of, like, how do you project a quarterback? And so does Kyler Murray, obviously, for a lot of reasons. But one of the biggest ones that not a lot of people talk about is that both those guys only have 1 year of starting experience. That makes teams nervous as hell because they just, those guys haven't had the opportunity to face adversity. They haven't had the opportunity to face teams that have studied their tendencies. So they don't know exactly really what they're gonna look like when things get tough.
More draft rumors. The NFL draft first round is tomorrow. Mike, Seth, and Paul. The Lions, we've been talking about desperation a lot so far this morning. Apparently the Lions are desperate to not make the number 8 overall pick tomorrow night. They really want to trade down. I'll buy this. Why not? Sure. I mean, I think Matt Patricia and the Lions are doing like a low-key version of what Miami's doing. I think they want to rebuild the whole thing. The problem is I don't know that they exactly know what to do with the quarterback situation right now.
Right.
So I absolutely think they'd be very willing to trade down for number 8. I wish they were drafting like 15 or 16 because I think from a Texans standpoint, that would be one I would like to move up for, but you're not moving from 23 to 8. That is not happening.
This is, like Dwayne Haskins has been linked to the to the Lions too. I don't think so. Like, I don't think Patricia takes that job unless he's pretty high on Stafford, because the Lions aren't going to just get rid of Stafford or plan for his replacement. And like, it wasn't like Stafford was the issue then or has been the issue the entire time that team's been there. He's been there. It's like they haven't built an offense around him. They never actually built a running game. I don't think that happens. So I would see them trading down.
I would see trading
them
down,
staying there for a quarterback.
Miami, they're another trade down candidate at number 13 overall. This is a rumor I am absolutely buying.
And this is important, because Miami looks like they're tanking in a lot of respects. Although I'd say Ryan Fitzpatrick can get you 6 wins easily get you 6 wins.
Yes.
And if you're trying to tank, I don't know why you would sign Ryan Fitzpatrick, no matter how fat he gets. But the Dolphins are at 13. This is important because both the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers have 2 of the next 3 picks after the Dolphins. So if the Texans are looking to trade up for any reason whatsoever, the Dolphins might be their huckleberry.
This is it. This is what I said yesterday. The Dolphins pick is the one you should be circling, and you should be asking, hey, 13. Can we get him? Can we get that pick for our first round pick? And for a third round pick, do you throw another pick in a little bit later? That might be slightly within what the Miami Dolphins are asking for. You'd probably have to spice it up a little more, just given that they're in tank mode and there will probably be a lot of other teams that are looking to trade with Miami.
Is there anybody still in Miami that was there when Brian Gain was there? Brian Gain there was there from 2012 to 2013.
I think probably some people in the front office, but yeah. I don't know I think their GM might have been around then. I got to double check on that. But
they had Ireland back then, didn't they?
Yeah, but I wonder if I think their current GM might have been around. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I do think to the original question, I'm guessing that Gain has enough relationships to where that's a place he can easily call.
Yeah.
I just think ultimately moving from 23 to 13 is probably going to be a little bit too much for the Texans.
It's going to be a lot, I'd imagine.
I don't, and the problem is too that it's not too much for the Falcons or the Panthers. Like the teams that also need tackles, I think are going to be able to get aggressive for it. They're at the middle of the draft. The Texans, I don't want to say they messed up by winning 11 games last year, but they are, we are in this position where, oh, hey, we won 11 games. Cool. That's cool. Like, I didn't think you'd be able to do that. Nice job. And now you feel like you have more holes to fill than the classic team that's in the 23rd spot in the draft. And the Dolphins and the Falcons and the Panthers are in a much better position. They can trade up to get Andre Dillard a lot more easily than the Texans.
We're going through draft rumors. Albert Breer, MMQB, also is writing that Carolina and Houston are two teams that he has heard most as candidates to open a trading up. They would not be moving up for quarterbacks, obviously, because of Cam Newton and Deshaun Watson. This one, I am buying, and I know John McClain, who's going to be in here coming up very shortly, is going to scream until the high heavens. The Texans will not trade up in the draft. I know John McClain very well. I know what he's going to say on this, but I still think Andre Diller is a guy they could trade up for.
I think he's a guy they could trade up for, but the circumstances aren't right for it this year. The one thing that might happen is that Jonah Williams, the kid from Alabama, I like him a lot. He doesn't fit all the measurables from like on a lot of his agility drills and everything. So people are wondering, okay, how's that work out? Andre Dillard. That's too many damn names, Mike. Before Andre Dillard, then Andre Dillard might fall enough, but I don't see any of those guys. I can't see 3 offensive linemen moving past the 16th spot in the draft. And it's just too pricey to move up. Yeah.
So you think it's too pricey to move up?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it. I'm not particularly enthusiastic. I'm not absolutely crazy about any of these offensive tackles. So, I think trading up for Dillard is stupid, actually. Like,
really?
I think trading 6-7 spots up for Dillard, he's not enough of a sure thing. He's the offensive tackle. He's one of the 2 best prospects in this year's offensive tackle draft. But, like, that's all I can say for him.
Let me ask one question to just wrap up the whole thing. And it's a big question, but I want to zoom out on the whole offseason. So are we looking at an offseason where basically Brian Gain, who needs to rebuild one of the 5 worst offensive lines in the NFL, looks at the free agency class and the draft class and just isn't that impressed by really anybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that he's not impressed. It's that you don't have guys that necessarily look like top 15. Like, is it that much of a stretch to think that there just aren't a lot of awesome offensive tackles out there?
I'm gonna go off and drink cyanide now.
That's where I'm at.
Well, yeah. I don't know, but that's not, like, it doesn't mean, like, Mike, you don't need.
I know.
You don't need. It's gotta get a little bit better. I know. To be a good football team. Like, it's not, you don't need.
It's just depressing.
Why? Why is that depressing? If anything, that should be encouraging to you. There are good quality starting offensive tackles available. I'm just saying they're not top 15 caliber. That's a big difference. There's plenty of, Mike, there are three offensive tackles at least in the first two rounds that are going to be viable starting offensive tackles.
Okay.
All right, so, like, what are you depressed about?
I'll take
viable. What the hell's wrong? No, why? You've already got enough. This team has enough stars. You don't have to have the 1990 Dallas Cowboys offensive line. You just got to have some guys that can actually play.
Well, I've said that this offseason. That part I agree with. All they need is an average offensive line.
If you're under the impression that you're going to get Jonathan and Ogden out of this draft or something, I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, I'd love to tell you that was going to happen. I can go back in time and make your first sexual experience a good one, too. It's not going to happen. These are just things that are not there.
I think old Tiffany would be appreciative of that, Seth.
Tiffany.